This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump's new Pentagon team has not yet signaled an imminent withdrawal of all U.S. troops from Afghanistan, raising expectations among U.S. officials and allies that Trump might settle for a partial reduction before leaving office. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
A U.S. official says the Trump administration's expected to cut the Afghan troop presence nearly in half by January 15th to 2,500. That would stop short of the president's goal of having all American forces out of Afghanistan by year's end, something military and diplomatic advisors opposed. The Pentagon's also expecting to pull more than 500 troops out of Iraq, leaving about 2,500 there. The moves would give the president an accomplishment before leaving office and come days after a Pentagon shakeup where he installed loyalists who share his frustration with a continued Mideast troop presence. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Projected President-elect Joe Biden is calling for more stimulus spending to help the United States recover from the coronavirus pandemic after a meeting with corporate and business leaders.
Once we shut down the virus and deliver economic relief to workers and businesses, then we can start to build back better than before. We talked about how we have an opportunity to come out of this stronger, more resilient than we were when we went in. And I wish you could have heard corporate leaders and the major labor leaders singing this from the same hymnal here.
The type of massive stimulus spending only Washington lawmakers can approve is regarded as key in getting the U.S. back on its feet after the mass layoffs and sharp downturn in growth caused by COVID-19. But Republicans and Democrats have been unable to agree on a new measure. For more news, go to voanews.com.